I know my God self within. I know my God self within. All of the time we are searching for our God self. We are searching for where God is. We're searching for how we can find God. We're searching for the answer to our prayers. We're searching for the answer to how to be a success and how to be happy and how to be healthy, how to live in this world. And as we're searching, as we're looking outwardly. Oh, we're looking outwardly and all those wonderful things about health. So we think how wonderful it would be to have all the proper medications, all the proper things that would make our health good. And we look for them in the outer. We look for them outside of ourselves because this is what we've been taught to do. We've been taught to take a pill. We've been taught to have psychology. We've been taught to think proper thoughts. We've been taught to do all these things. But what are we really supposed to do? I know my God self within. No. If I know my God self within, what is it that I know within? Do I know all of the genes and chromosomes and all of the wonderful things that make my body function as a harmonious body? Or do I know a oneness? Do I know peace? Do I know the feeling of all is right with the world because I am right with myself? We have the Border Patrol driving on our property on the edges of our 104 acres, and between them and or between the border and us is a full mile. And we have international travelers coming across the border to come into the United States, many to have a better way of living, many to have a better job. Well, we have asked the Border Patrol to respect our property and realize that our property is our paradise garden. And we have told the Border Patrol that this paradise garden that we live in may seem primitive because we attempt to do much like the international, we attempt to maintain our land much as the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, keeps their land. They don't want any off-road vehicles running around on the BLM land because it makes the BLM land look less primitive and less natural. Now, there's no way that we can make 104 acres into a golf course. We could, of course, but there'd be no desire for that. Our desire for our 104 acres is that it look just like the Bureau of Land Management, without any vehicles driving across it. We have some roads, just as the BLM has roads, and we have told the Border Patrol, as they're doing their patrol work, that they may drive on the roads on our property, but please to stay on the roads and not go off to look where they're doing. You know, it amazes me. The Border Patrol is filled with a bunch of people who are eager to do a good job, and they're eager to do their work as beautifully as they can. But for some reason, what we did back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, is we had lights on the side of our driver's side of the car, and we could reach our hand inside the car and turn that light around and look at the side of the road and look at things. Now, we don't really have a great need for that these days, but I would think that would be a most natural thing for the Border Patrol to have, because that way they could look around at the surrounding countryside and not have to drive so their headlights point to where the people are. And of course, when their headlights start pointing to where the people are going to get out of that way very quickly. they're going to run away and say, hey, you can't see me, I'm not here. We appreciate the Border Patrol. We appreciate them as our homeland security, who go around their property and remind people that this is private land. And it makes it very lovely for us, and we find it very harmonious. But sometimes they forget. Sometimes they forget to listen to God within themselves. They forget to listen to how we did it when we were children back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. How we had this spotlight on the side of the car that we could aim around anywhere. It would seem that the Border Patrol would do something like that. Maybe we should remind them or tell them about that or suggest it. Because whenever anyone has a front lawn, they're living in the city, what would they think if the people drove their cars up onto their front lawn? What would they think if people drove their cars into their driveways and into their property and looked around? Well, when there's a need for that, that's great. But not just on routine surveillance, not just on routine activities. So, I know my God self within. Now, if the Border Patrol were to say to themselves, I know my God self within, and I know exactly where everything is, and everything is right where it's supposed to be. The people who want to come to this country want to come to this country legally, and the sooner the better to be legal. And so they come across at the border check stations. And you say, well, they won't let them through, or they won't do this. Well, they should have the proper notification to come through. We have outlines, we have shorelines, we have desert lands between other nations and ourselves, and we have people coming down through Canada and through all these things. It's not like that there's not other ways to do it, but how should they do it? When they look for the God self within, the path is always clear to them to do it. I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if Obama, who has this very lovely dog, would ask Caesar Milan to come and show him how to train the dog and allow it to be done publicly. Sure, give a lot of publicity to Milan, but it would also say that here is a man who was an illegal immigrant first, came across the country as an illegal immigrant, and then became American citizen, I think. Now, to have him show the President of the United States and how to train his dogs, you say, well, that's not very wise, because here he is, this illegal immigrant. Here, but he's not an illegal immigrant. He became legal. At least I presume he became legal, because how could he have all the publicity about him that he has without doing that? And also, what sort of passport does he use when he goes around the world training people how to train their dogs? Interesting, isn't it? Think about this. I know my God self within, and my God self within knows that if I take care of my property, if I take care of what I am, if I respect the world around me and everybody else's property, then that's what's going to happen to me. That's what's going to happen to me with the Border Patrol. That's what's going to happen to me with everyone who comes onto the peaceful grounds here, meditative grounds of the Absolute Monastery. Do you want to take a trip around the meditation grounds? Would you like to have trucks and cars driving on the grounds where you are walking your meditation path? You'd say no, of course. So, why is it that the Border Patrol does not recognize that that's something they should be doing too? Well, let's know that that's something they do recognize that they should be doing too. And let's recognize that because I know my God self within, because I'm starting with myself, and I know myself, that is going to function perfectly and wonderfully for everyone else in my world. Because We have not seen an international traveler for a long, long time, months and months and months. They do not seem to be using our property as their highway into America. They're going around our property because we've surrounded our property with our pure white light of love. Well, now we've taken care of that pretty well for the people who are international travelers. Now it's just up to us to take care of that for the people who are Border Patrol people, who are working on behalf of being our Homeland Security people. And we bless them, we understand them, and we say all is in divine order now. Why am I talking about this? This is something that is in our thought, because I saw tire marks on our property today where it shouldn't have been. And I thought to myself, why am I allowing this to happen in my consciousness? And the answer is, because I am not saying, I know my God self within, and all is in divine order now. I know my God self within, and all is in divine order now. I know my God self within, and all is in divine order now. That's all it takes, and that's all it needs, and that's all it gets. I'm working on my own program. How about you? Is everything in your world in divine order? If it is, you put it there. You recognize it there. And it is there. Have a lovely, lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.